This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, September 12, 2008. Joy in service. The scripture is Philippians 2, verse 4. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. It's been said that there's no faster track for your soul to find satisfaction than on the path of servanthood. In fact, Jesus himself said, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant." Followers of Jesus should have a servant spirit that always looks to the interests of others. Sometimes servanthood is poorly understood. While everyone is equal in Christ, not everyone's roles are equal. A servant-minded mother still has authority over her child. A servant-minded CEO never abandons the responsibility to lead. Ultimately, the attitude and actions of the Christian are characterized by servanthood, not the position that the person holds. A believer in Christ desires to imitate the servant spirit of Christ. Since Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened," his followers reach out to people who need rest, comfort, and help. They serve as a channel of his grace to people who are infected with HIV or AIDS, those who are lost in the cycle of poverty, or those devalued because of their skin color. If the quest for hope is universal, doesn't it make sense to share the joy and satisfaction that we've received from Christ? Jesus served for the joy set before him. Christians, too, delight that others will be privileged to taste heaven's enduring grace through their service. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, help me to do for others as I would have them do for me. More important, forge Christ in me so that he will minister through me. In his name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.